key text for today is where Jesus says to the disciples, "Peace be with you. Peace be with you." That peace, when embraced, changes everything. It changes our perspective on life, how we see the present and look towards the future. I was arrested the other day by an advert. Yeah, you thought I'd finally been caught up with by the police, but no. By an advert on the gardening magazine that I get. I get Gardener's World every month on subscription. Yeah, it's a choice thing. On the back, there's this advert, and it's come up for a few times, and I think to myself, there's something wrong with this. So let's see the advert. There is something wrong with this advert. It's an advert of a couple who've got issues. Not least, they're upside down or to the side. It's advertising the idea of retirement, where you put aside anxiety, aloneness, their time, controlled, negative stress, risk, one day retired. It gets all cancelled out by being in this retirement home, where then at last, at age 70, you have hope, togetherness, my time free, positive, relaxed, reward today, inspired. For wait a minute, who are they trying to kid? But maybe they're all right. So you've got experience, some of you, of this. My question to you is, looking at that advert, if you can turn to it to the side, looking at that advert, 2 minutes maximum, what's true about it, what's a lie about it, and what's in between? That's an advert that goes out to the whole country at the moment. What do you reckon? Have a conversation, talk to your neighbour. What's real, what isn't real, what's going on? Why am I arrested by that advert? Okay, I'm going to pause you there. 20 seconds, then I'm going to stop you. Okay, 10 seconds then. Hazel's very animated. You love retirement. Good. It's very busy. Okay, so retirement is lovely. It's very busy. What else? I know about your retirement. It's a beautiful thing, Hazel. But what about that advert? Is that really true? What about the last? What about 7 years before that? Was it pretty bad? Of course, it wasn't. Simon. They might move, but they're still the same couple. Very good point. Ooh, ouch. I think a lot of us felt that one. It's offering things that you can't aren't deliverable, and they're certainly not deliverable just because you've got the money and you're 70 or whatever it's going to be. Yes. So you don't have to wait till you're, I think my paid retirement age is going to be 68. So you don't have to wait till you're 68 before you can experience some of those things. Carry on. So there's no sense of sacrifice in that. You've done your bit, now you are feet up. Yes. If you've got the money, I'll put you in touch. As long as I get a commission. Yes. Purpose is gone, thank you. You've done it. You're just waiting for something to happen. Well, we know what that is. You're stepping into eternity. But you're ready for that. That's why Hazel's busy. She's not mucking about. We've looked at purpose. We've looked at what's important. We've touched on sacrifice. We've touched on meaning. We've touched on the here and now. We've touched on what's ahead. We can know those important aspects such as purpose and value and meaning and sacrifice when we realize in the here and now, right now, that Jesus says, my peace be with you. And to use the song we started with, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. And Jesus says that to us. My peace be with you. Can we live it out? It's one thing to know it in your head. It's another thing to do it. It's one thing to know that we have purpose. It's another to actually step into that purpose. I'll give you an example. I was thinking what to do. And I think testimony is really helpful. And so I think I need to example some testimony from time to time. One day I was driving along a road, and I had a sense of God speaking to me. It doesn't normally happen. It wasn't an audible voice, but it was an inner voice. Somehow there was a sense that God said to me, you can go anywhere in the world. There's nothing to stop you. And it was quite a weird experience, because I was looking, well, what do I do next? I've been church planting, and I was still in that, and it was going well, but I was thinking, well, what's God saying? And I got that sense, you can go anywhere. Okay. Well, the anywhere, next anywhere, was to go to Spring Harvest, up north somewhere. I can't remember where it was. Is it Scarborough where it goes on? Skegness. Skeggy. Thank you, Liz. I went into this room, big room, and it's got all sorts of mission agencies, societies, all sorts of stuff. Christian-y things. I go in there, and this chap shouts out to me, hey, Andrew, how are you doing? So I go over and say, oh, I'm doing fine, thank you. And he starts chatting to me like I'm his best buddy. Have you ever had that experience when you think to yourself, I have no idea who you are? And so I keep asking questions, and I'm listening to him, but I'm not really listening to him, because I'm thinking, who are you? What am I going to say? How do I get out of this? He says to me, have you ever thought of joining MedAir, which is a humanitarian aid organization, disaster relief Christian? And he told me the reasons why he thought I would be appropriate. And I thought to myself, well, I'm going to have to tell him. And I said to this guy, I said, excuse me, I've enjoyed our conversation, but who are you? It turns out that he married recently a friend of mine back in my Worcester days, and she knew all about him. Well, she knew about him because she married him. She knew about me. And she knew that I was thinking about the future, and she said to her husband, go and speak to this guy and see whether God's got something for him there. So we have this conversation, and to cut a much longer story short, a number of God incidents happen, and I am get approved, do the interviews, do all the stuff, and I'm ready to go with MedAir anywhere. The anywhere turned out to be Angola. I'd never been to Angola. I'd hardly heard of the place, and I'd never been to Africa. So the thought in my head was, oh dear. But, here's the thing. Jesus said, my peace be with you. And then I thought to myself, this is a war zone. My peace be with you. And then I thought to myself, I've never done disaster relief, humanitarian aid with refugees on their hundreds of thousands of scale. My peace be with you. I still had some more excuses of why I couldn't go, though. I wasn't giving up so easily. Another big one was, the first year is that you had to have your own funding. I had no money. for that. And one day I was in church, and I don't know who the preacher was. I don't even know what he's speaking on, except I do know one thing. He mentioned this passage of scripture, and it's in Malachi. It's a prophet, Old Testament prophet, and it says this in verse 10 of chapter 3. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, says the Lord. Test me in this, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have enough room to store it. I thought, well, God's speaking to me again. You've got to step out. You've got to go for it. And I can testify that not only did I get the financial provision, but it was overflowing. I had so many gifts. And Monica will tell you afterwards, I had more gifts than the whole of the rest of Medair put together. It was just enormous and presence all the time. And I got the gift of a wife in the process as well. My peace be with you. Coming to the scripture specifically, and I am aware of the time. We meet the disciples, they're really disorientated. They're in a state of disappointed, disorientated, discombobulated. But they started to see little signs of hope. And in this evening hour, into their presence of the disciples comes Jesus. And Jesus doesn't say to them, ha-ha, I told you so. He doesn't say, ta-da! He says, my peace be with you. I don't know whether he said, and you, and you, and you, and you. But they got the message. The disciples, verse 37, think it's a ghost. They think it's a ghost because in the Jewish tradition, when somebody dies, they go into another space where God is, but they don't have a physical body until the end of time. There will be resurrection, but it only happens at the end of time. But here's somebody who is evidently, seemingly, physically alive in their presence. It's happening before the end of time. So what is going on here? Now, later on, the Apostle Paul describes it like this, that Jesus is the first fruits, the first example of what is to come at the end of time when we all have physical bodies. Again, we're resurrected from the dead. Jesus says to them, look at me, touch me, get me some food. I wonder why they gave him boiled fish. But I do think Jesus liked fish. Because you think if the third time he appears to them, he's got a meal, breakfast meal of fish. Or it might be what they were having for dinner, I don't know. But he eats the fish. And it reminds us that Christianity is physical material. Jesus came fully as a baby, he was fully human. He's fully God, but fully human. You could touch Jesus. He was physical. And he lived a physical, material life. And he died on a cross physically. It wasn't an apparition. It wasn't a dream. It wasn't a nice thought or a bad thought. It was physically, really, literally happened. And then he rises again from the dead, and he does so, and he is physical, real, tangible, the first fruits of what's to come. Death conquered. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 describes the coming Messiah as the Prince of Peace. And he's come to bring peace. Let's take a few more scripture quotes. Ephesians chapter 2, Paul writing here. Jesus came and preached peace to you who are far away, and peace to those who are near. For through him we have access to the Father by one Spirit. So Jesus on the cross is the access point between man and humankind and God. There's peace because of what Jesus did between a broken humanity and the perfect God is done by Jesus on a cross, physically, materially, human, but fully God also. He did it for us. And if you want to know the peace of God, you begin at that point. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive my sins. Thank you for being the bridge into a relationship with the Father God through the Holy Spirit. Thank you that my future is secure with you and I can know your peace right now. I receive your peace. I receive your love. And that's for each one of us. And in that, we have purpose. Because as soon as Jesus had finished his boiled fish, he's bang on mission. He says to them, now. He doesn't say, I'm just going to pause it. I'll just let them have a rest and have a week off just to recover. But he doesn't. He says, right, now, I want you to be in prayer. I want you to be praying for the coming of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to come, and when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, then you're going to go out on mission. You're starting off in Jerusalem, then you're going to go to Judea, and then you're going to go to the every nation. What with? The good news of Jesus' love. The good news of the peace. You've got to get up. You've got to get on, and you've got to move on with me on mission. You have purpose. So, maybe you're thinking about the future. Maybe you're thinking about downsizing, like the advert, or stepping up into that life. Well, you need the peace that Jesus offers. You're thinking of a career change. The peace of God be with you. You're thinking about your finances, particularly at the moment with interest rates going up, the cost of heating and all that kind of, the fuel's going up a lot, food's going up as well, I'm noticing. Thinking, how am I going to live? Peace of God with you. You get some bad news. Your future is very unclear. The peace of God be with you. The peace of God be with you. I was thinking about this, and I was thinking it's very easy to say the peace of God with you, because what happens is, as soon as you say that, you get a sense of, okay, God's with me, you remember that, but then you get confronted with something else, or about 5 minutes later, you start feeling that same tension again. What's it a picture like? I thought of my grandmother on my dad's side, Nana Bird. Nana Bird loved All In Wrestling. It used to be on a Saturday afternoon on ITV every week. I only got to see it when I was at my grand's. Nana Bird, she was only about that high. Oh, actually, Nana Bird lived in a care home, I just remembered this, of Helen at the back, who was doing this, her mum's care home. That's where my Nana lived in her final days. That's where her resting place was. And it was a real blessing to her and from my family to Helen's family to look after her. It's truly, they did a wonderful job. Forgot about that. Anyway, my Nana Bird, she loved All In Wrestling. She would shout so loud at the telly. It was amazing to see this old lady, and she'd get up, yeah, get it down, whack it one. She was just, it was like, wow, a week's aggression got out there. There was a character called Big Daddy. He had this enormous belly that seemed to start from his shoulders, and it just, enormous. And he would waddle in, and there's this poor victim And he'd grab hold of them, fling them down, and then he would land on them like a 10-ton brick. We sometimes have to be like Big Daddy in our prayers, because the situation keeps coming back for more. And you have to land on it and say, peace of God be with you. The problem then sort of gets out from under Big Daddy and it starts up again. And he has to go back. No, the peace of God be with you. You've got to get control of that. Then so you have to go. I hope that reminds you. I'm not suggesting that you go that way, but yeah. My nan was an amazing woman. Psalm 34, verse 13, seek peace and pursue it. We seek peace and pursue it, whether whatever our context is, because we want the peace of God and we want to share the peace of God. So this week, my encouragement is from our scripture, is to get up, get on, and get going with Jesus, to share the peace, to be uniting nations, peacekeepers in our local situation, our neighborhood, our family situation, our workplace and space, our schoolyard, whatever it is, we are to say, with the love of Jesus, my peace be with you. We got to show up and allow the Holy Spirit to do the rest. God is at work, and we're on purpose, and we're on plan. And may we be blessed and be able to share stories of how we shared the peace and lived the peace for his glory and for his name's sake. Amen.